Success isn't about what you know. It's about who you know and how deeply you connect with them. When Keith Ferrazzi found himself overwhelmed at Harvard Business School as a working-class kid from Pennsylvania, he made a life-changing discovery. Genuine relationships, not solo brilliance, create extraordinary careers. This insight propelled him from outsider to becoming the youngest partner in Deloitte's history. The truth is that in our interconnected world, no one succeeds alone. The most accomplished people aren't isolated geniuses, but master relationship builders who understand that meaningful connections, not manipulative networking, form the foundation of lasting achievement. What if the very idea of the self-made individual is actually the greatest myth in business? What if the path to success is less about collecting business cards and more about collecting friends? The most powerful networking mindset isn't about keeping score. It's about genuine generosity. Early in my career at Deloitte, I was failing as a traditional consultant but thriving at building relationships. Rather than firing me, my mentors created a position leveraging my networking strengths. This taught me that relationships grow stronger through use, like muscles, not weaker like depleted resources. Consider two contrasting approaches. A Hollywood contact once refused to introduce me to an executive, saying he needed to save that equity for himself. Meanwhile, my headmaster, Jack Pigeon, connected people freely, building an institution through his philosophy of, "How can I help you?" The difference is fundamental. One sees relationships as finite transactions, the other as abundant gardens that flourish with attention. Purposeful connections create opportunity, starting with identifying your blue flame, where passion meets ability. Create two lists, your dreams/goals and activities that bring joy, looking for intersections. Gather feedback about your strengths from those who know you best. This clarity becomes your networking compass. Consider Virginia Fagles, who transformed from hairdresser to engineer without advanced education. She taught herself algebra, enrolled at Bucknell, and leveraged connections from community organizations where she'd served on boards. She now chairs the Planning Commission, where she once worked as secretary. Don't wait until you need something to network. Your existing connections, from family to colleagues to service providers, are gateways to new circles. My steelworker father demonstrated this audacity by approaching his company's CEO to help secure my education, creating life-changing opportunity. Develop networking confidence by finding role models, joining Toastmasters for public speaking, participating in interest-aligned clubs, and meeting one new person weekly. Use Deanne Rosenberg's 4-step script. State the situation, communicate feelings, deliver your request, and end with an open-ended question. The networking jerk is someone we all dread. Business cards in hand, eyes scanning for more important people, insincere and ruthlessly ambitious. I was that person at Deloitte, managing my team poorly by focusing on what they could do for me rather than with me. Great networking requires genuine concern for others. To avoid becoming a networking jerk, have meaningful contributions, avoid gossip, bring value to interactions, respect everyone, be transparent about intentions, and prioritize authenticity over efficiency. Katherine Graham, who evolved from shy wife to powerful Washington Post publisher, exemplified authentic connection by making friends rather than networking. Her relationship with Henry Kissinger proved this. Despite the Post-publishing stories that embarrassed Nixon's administration, they maintained a genuine friendship. As Kissinger noted at her funeral, she never attempted to use our friendship for any benefit for her newspaper. The foundation of meaningful connection is preparation. Research others' backgrounds, interests, and challenges before meeting. Understanding someone's professional and personal needs allows you to connect authentically and become part of their life. Transform cold calls into warm ones through preparation and mindset. Approach each call with confidence and leverage connections to establish credibility. When you reference mutual contacts, recipients feel an obligation not just to you, but to your shared connection. Lead with a compelling value proposition backed by thorough company research. Selling is about solving problems. When facing resistance, start with larger requests that can be scaled back. View gatekeepers as allies, especially executive assistants who often have significant influence. Treat them respectfully while being persistent and patient across multiple communication channels. In networking, invisibility is worse than failure. Successful networkers maintain visibility by keeping active social calendars and cloning meetings, combining appointments to maximize efficiency and create connections between contacts. Master small talk through authenticity. Read nonverbal cues, stay present in conversations, develop interesting talking points, and listen actively by remembering names, showing empathy, and celebrating others' successes. People are fundamentally motivated by three core desires: health, wealth, and children. When you help someone with these essential needs, you create lasting loyalty. This aligns with Maslow's hierarchy. By addressing fundamental concerns, you enable people to pursue higher aspirations. True power comes from becoming indispensable to others. As Greg Seal taught me at Deloitte, stop thinking about making yourself successful. Start thinking about making everyone around you successful. While power once meant hoarding information, today it flows through social arbitrage, the continuous exchange of favors and intelligence. The key is proactive connection making. When someone mentions a problem, think about who in your network could help. The strength of your network comes from diversity, not just size. Research shows that managers who bridge different worlds advance faster. Even with limited resources, you can practice social arbitrage through knowledge sharing. Your greatest professional asset may be your ability to connect others to what they need. Pinging, quick, casual greetings that maintain connections, is the foundation of relationship building. New contacts need three different types of communication for recognition. Developing relationships require monthly contact. Friendships need face-to-face meetings, and secondary connections need 2-3 touches yearly. In our digital world, a distinctive personal brand provides competitive advantage. Your brand establishes credibility, projects a compelling message, and attracts others to your cause. As Tom Peters notes, with 90% of jobs transforming in the next decade, the choice is clear: be distinct or extinct. Benjamin Franklin mastered networking centuries before the term existed. As a 17-year-old in Philadelphia, he quickly befriended Governor William Keith and later used his network to establish the city's first library, watch, fire company, college, hospital, and militia. He learned that presenting projects as collective efforts rather than personal ventures gained broader support. The pursuit of achievement becomes meaningful when you understand what's worth achieving. Life isn't a destination, but a quilt. We find purpose by weaving together our efforts to help others, creating an endless pattern of relationships. The question becomes not just how to be the best in the world, but how to be the best for the world. Connection isn't merely a means to success, it's the definition of success. In our networked age, giving multiplies giving, and abundance breeds abundance. With the right tools and connections, we can make our lives matter, but never alone. We're all in this together.